Anyone for tennis? Member Craig Lundberg, 37, who lost his sight in Iraq, writes about his recent trip to Wimbledon. In July, I was lucky enough to be given the opportunity to go to Wimbledon with my partner Nicola. I should probably confess that I haven't a clue about tennis, but Working Age Members Liaison Officer Kevin Alderton sent an email about entering a ballot to win two tickets. So I thought, why not? With a swoosh on my iPhone, my reply went off, and then, out of the blue, I got a call to tell me I'd won. Now the fun begins. We had to figure out what to do with our three kids, Ben 11, Max 7, and Sophia 5. At one point, I was debating whether to leave them with my guide dog, Comet, but luckily, my mum stepped in. So, on the day, we're up earlier than usual to get the kids off to school. The sat-nav says the weather is glorious, windows down, music on, off we go. We arrived at Wimbledon, headed for the disabled parking, and parked in front of a red Ferrari. I turned to Nick and said, "Do you reckon the owner would give me a go?" I sensed her typical roll of the eyes. As we walked to the entrance, a security guard spotted my white cane and kindly escorted us straight to the front of the queue. Hats off to the Wimbledon staff, as this hospitality was to continue throughout the day. The first game was women's singles, and the atmosphere was electric. As the game started, we weren't allowed in until there was a break, which strangely added to the excitement. When we rushed in and found our seats, we were made up to be next to fellow member Brian and his wife. Unlike the football, tennis is very quiet, so it was hard for Nicola to give me a running commentary. Still, I could picture the court from our seats, I could hear the ball and was picking up on the crowd's reactions. And when the game finished, I went off to find a pair of audio headsets for myself and Brian. I found the accessibility area, and the woman was so excited to be able to give me a Wimbledon radio with the commentary for each court. They were free, so in my cheeky Scouse accent, I joked that I needed another pair to sell on. Now, armed with my radio, which hooked over my ear and had easy buttons, I turned into court number one, where British hopeful Cameron Norrie was now playing. We got back to our seats and I sat there in the blazing sun, listening to the commentary with PIMS in hand. When Brian came back to his seat, I handed him a radio, which I'd already tuned for him. He was absolutely made up. The final game was Ons Jabeur, who made it into the final. She destroyed her unseeded opponent in straight sets, which meant we had a load of spare time. We walked from the court to court, getting swept along with the atmosphere. We bought the kids tennis balls and a Wimbledon teddy, then sat down on Henman Hill to watch the Djokovic game on a massive screen. When we finally left in the evening, I was disappointed to find someone had stolen my Ferrari. Yes, more rolling eyes from my better half. I'm definitely a tennis fan now and would encourage everyone to go to Wimbledon. The atmosphere is awesome, the staff are amazing, and the radio made a massive difference to my experience.